Okay, now we got the live stream going. Unfortunately, I missed the whole talk, but doing questions. How would you describe the anatta nature of decision making? Example, if someone asks you tea or coffee, and when you pick one, how do you explain that there's no deciding entity involved? I think you're misunderstanding the nature of the meaning of anatta. You're talking about concepts, but in ultimate reality, you have moments of experience that are non-self. You know, they don't have a core to them. They arise and they cease. They don't have a master. They don't have any being. They don't belong to anyone. I think you're trying to ask me in a roundabout, sort of a sneaky way, you're trying to ask me about determinism or free will, which Buddhism doesn't deal with. Buddhism doesn't answer that question because it's an abstraction. So you're kind of sneaking in some abstraction here. Anatta is a quality of all sankharas, and nibbana means none of them are self or worth taking as self. So even cetana is a decision making. It arises and it ceases. It's not self. But that doesn't say anything about determinism or free will. Those are abstract concepts. They require a being, or they require a universe. They don't have anything to do with experience. And so it's not how we look at the world. We look at the world based on experiences. Thinking of those false self-views of there being doer, experiencer, resider, etc. Yes, so none of those things. There is, in regards to all reality, there is none of those things. There is no one. The actions are not done by anyone. They're just actions. They aren't experienced by anyone, they're just experienced. Any views of those kinds of self are abstractions. They have nothing to do with experience. So we don't have to affirm or deny them, we just say those views have nothing to do with reality. Anyone who keeps those views will encounter problems because it doesn't accord with the nature of reality or the nature of experience, which is inherently non-self. Not self, unself. You all can really hear me. I'm not seeing those green bars above my head. I think it's all broken. I'm not talking now. I wasn't talking. Is that why you couldn't hear me, or can you really not hear me when I talk? Okay, well, if there are no more questions, I'm off. Have a good night. See you all next time.